Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Happy Thirsty Thursday. Happy Friday Eve, everyone.
Let's go.
Steve Miggs, Danny V. I have a question for you guys because I tried something different in the shower last night that I've never done before.
Did it involve Brad?
No.
Well, does Brad need to find out?
I don't even know if he... I don't even think I told him about this.
Okay.
And I don't know if you guys do this or not. I know a lot of people do this.
You wash your feet.
No, I do that every time.
Oh, that's weird.
I brushed my teeth in the shower.
Why?
I don't know, but I know that people do it. And so last night, I thought I would try it and see how I felt about it. And I actually kind of liked it. Do you brush your teeth in the shower?
No.
Have you ever?
Once. No, I brush them on the toilet like most normal people.
My whole life, I've never brushed my teeth in the shower, but I do know people keep their toothbrush in the shower. I don't do that. But I thought last night to myself, you know what? I'm going to try it and see how it feels.
Were you on a time crunch? You're like, I need to scrub my... butt and brush my teeth at the same time.
No, I just thought I would give it a whirl because I know it's a thing. And I was like, it is definitely a thing.
You know what? That we don't think it's a thing. I guarantee now that she's brought that up, there's going to be a poop load of people texting in saying, oh, yeah, I do that as well. I'm sure people would call in as well saying, oh, yeah, I do that. Because for the longest time, I thought it was weird that people shave in the shower. Like, shave their face.
Okay.
I would always, like, shower and then shave over the sink.
Sure.
And then one time I'm like, you know what? I've heard people doing it. Let me give it a whirl. I've never gone back. I always shave in the shower.
All right. Now I kind of want you guys to try at some point today brushing your teeth in the shower and see how it feels for you.
Danny, do you shave in the shower?
No. I can't do
what
it.
What do you do in there?
Do you even shower, bro?
No, never. Never once. No, I can't shave in the shower because I can't see. Like, I need a mirror. I if I don't, I miss a bunch of spots.
How reckless are you with that razor?
I'm pretty reckless. Have you ever seen me? I'm bloody after.
Danny, what if I told you that they make shower mirrors?
I don't need a shower mirror.
You only need it for a couple times. Then you get the feel for it, bro. And you just do it all up. You're just feeling pretty good, nice and smooth.
I don't know if I'm going to be a continued toothbrusher in the shower person, but I tried it and I kind of liked it. That's all I'm saying.
That means then you have to keep your toothbrush in the shower.
I know, and I don't have a place
in the shower.
For it.
Just use your loofah.
To brush your teeth.
Just squirt body wash in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's a work in progress. Let's get into the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
AKA the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and today is National Cookie Day. Have you tried eating a cookie in the shower?
Ooh, no, but if I was, it would be a snickerdoodle, because those are the best cookies.
Oh, my gosh, dude. We were there's a place called Holiday Cafe in Puyallup. I thought it was only open in the holidays. My wife's like, no, this place is open year-round. I was like, oh, I guess I'm just never, their coffee is phenomenal. I just had it the other day. But they have a snickerdoodle cookie that I have not tried, but I have been thinking, it's been living in my head rent-free for like the last 2 days.
When you go back and get one, will you bring me one, please?
Yes. Now I have a reason to go.
Yes.
I'm doing it for the show. So Holiday Cafe, you're on notice.
Yeah.
Watch, I go there and they don't have any snickerdoodles.
Oh, I'll cry.
Same. All right, so congratulations to Ernest Jones IV. Not only is he my favorite Seahawks player right now, I just love that guy's intensity, the way that he just seems like he's the ultimate team player, and also his play on the field is pretty fantastic. In fact, so good that he was named NFC Player of the Week after his performance in that big 26-0 shutout over the Vikings. He caught that interception, ran it back 85 yards. That was pretty impressive as well. He was doing his press conference yesterday, getting all, you know, everyone ready in anticipation for their game against the Falcons this Sunday in Atlanta. And one of the reporters asked him a question about how the team stays focused and kind of like stays away from any distractions outside of the gameplay. And his answer, I want you to hear it because I want to see what you guys think about this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I think you're in Seattle. It's not too much you can get into. Unlike places I've been where L.A. is L.A. and Tennessee, you got Broadway right down there. So Seattle, there's not much you can get into. So players, it's either football or nothing. So that's why I think it's pretty easy to kind of do here versus other places.
So is the team's success attributed to the fact that Seattle is a boring city?
There's nothing to do here.
Well, I started thinking about, like, no way. Screw you, Ernest Jones. There's plenty of cool stuff to do. And my first thought was, you could go to GameWorks. And then I realized GameWorks isn't even open.
Oh, no.
Of all things, that's, I mean.
Not come check out my cool wrestling shows or Danny's emo night or cribbage tournaments or anything like that.
GameWorks. That was the first thing I thought of. What wow. fun things could you do in Seattle? GameWorks.
You know Seattle and their GameWorks.
They are all. Seattle is known for the fish, the Space Needle, and GameWorks.
Yeah.
Which hasn't been, I don't even think it's open.
No.
Gosh, I'm such an idiot.
Also from the world of Seattle sports, the Seattle Torrent earned their first ever franchise win. They beat the New York Sirens 2-1 with a wild third period comeback at Climate Pledge Arena. Alex Carpenter scored the team's first home goal with 1 minute and 24 seconds left.
Barnes has it at the blue line. For Pilko, one-timer, Carpenter scores! One, and it's Alex Carpenter.
We got to go to a game.
Yes, we do.
And then they scored again after that?
22 seconds later, it was Hillary Knight, and she buried the game winner. The Torrent will be back at home December 17th, facing off against the Ottawa Charge.
Did you see any of the game?
No, I did not.
The Climate Pledge was rocking. It was pretty fun when they, I mean, obviously they were waiting for a goal. Finally, they scored a goal after a couple of games. Do you know what their goal scoring song is?
Tell me.
The Kraken have Nirvana's Lithium.
Yes.
Danny, you're going to love this.
Okay. Oh, no.
And it's not Creed, I promise you.
Is it MXPX?
It's not MXPX. I think because, you know, it's a female hockey team, they decided to go with a female-fronted band.
Ooh.
And I said Danny will love it.
Is it Winona Fighter?
No! I mean, other people that listen, that aren't that knee-deep into emo music will know it.
Is it a Seattle band?
No.
Oh, no doubt something or other.
No, I said then Taryn would love it.
Oh, that's true.
Think of a female-fronted band that would make...
Paramore!
Pretty cool.
Right.
Good choice.
I thought so too.
How do you say let's go torrent to this though?
Let's go torrent.
I don't know.
That was hard.
I'll work on it. We'll workshop that. Speaking of hockey, the Kraken, they're in Edmonton tonight taking on the Edmonton Oilers. Thursday night football, you got the Cowboys in Detroit to play the Lions. As far as weather, in a high of 47 degrees, it's going to rain today. Mm. It's already raining. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday was a big day for Coats for Kids. Steve Miggs, we are now getting even closer to $15,500 raised. And our goal for the end of the year, $50,000. So you can help out by making a donation of any amount. $25 equals one brand new warm winter coat.
Can I give a big shout out to Alan Clark, donated $500 for Coats for Kids yesterday. Also an anonymous donation of $500 as well. And shout out to David Sanderson, donated $100 to Coats for Kids. Any amount helps. Hell, we had an anonymous donation of $12. I guess that's for Seahawks Seahawks fans.
Heck yeah.
You can join the 69 Club. Any of that stuff. Oh, Kelly O'Mara, $69.69.
Nice. You can keep it going by heading over to KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just in case you're not aware, Steve Miggs has a puppy named Lucy Cupcake.
Yes,
but
Lucy Cupcake.
I think it might be time to rename her to Lucy the Destroyer.
Lucy the Destroyer.
She's been on a tear recently, it sounds like. What's the latest?
So I don't know if you've experienced this when you had a dog. When we get puppies, a lot of times it's like, okay, I think we're making some headway and things are getting better. And it's like usually like that six, seven. Sorry. I hate myself for even doing that. But it's like around that time where they become like, that's like they're terrible teens, like, or terrible twos. Like, that's just when like the dogs all of a sudden forget anything that you've done. Done and are back to just being terrors again. And I kind of think that's the stage that we're in right now. So for a while, she was into this. She had her kick was gnawing on the edge of our coffee table, which was great because we just got that one because we felt like we're at the point where we could get a nicer table. Thank you, Amazon.com, because I was able to find like these like steel edge things that actually have made the table look nicer.
Oh, cool.
So in a way, I think Lucy was just helping us redesign the house.
That was really thoughtful of her, very caring.
But the latest one, I came home and long story short, she's just not working well with crate training. Like, for some reason, there's just massive anxiety that she's had. So we got her to a point where she was really good just sitting around the house while we're gone. But right now, she's in that phase of her life where she just wants to destroy things. So she started chewing on the corner of her couch.
Oh, no.
And like, she started doing it a little bit. I'm like, okay, we got to get like some of that little like apple cider spray or whatever, like to make it bitter or something like that to keep her from chewing on the couch or whatever it is. So I'm waiting for that to show up from Amazon. I'm like, I get the Amazon order. I'm like, oh, cool, it's here today, so I could use it. Well, when we got home, there's a giant hole. And I showed you guys a picture of it. There's just a massive hole in the couch. So I was like, okay, maybe I could get like a couch repair kit. I don't know. So I ordered that on Amazon. And it's like a small company. I've never had this happen before, where they sent it and they sent an email or a message through Amazon. The company did and said, hey, when you get our stuff, send us a picture of the damage and we'll walk you step by step through how to do it properly. And all we ask is that you send us a before and after picture, probably so they could share it. I was like, this is incredible customer service.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Get this kit, took the picture, sent it to them. They're like, we'll refund you. There's no way we can. There's just no way that our stuff will work.
Wow. Oh no!
I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. They're like,
at least we're honest.
They're like, we'll refund you. You don't even need to send it back. I was like, man, don't even worry about it. I bet I can make it work. So I tried to make it work with their stuff. They were right. It did not work.
Dang it!
Shocking. But I was like, whatever. So I like. Cut some fabric from one of the pillows that are part of the couch because we were like, oh, you know, this couch, it's seen better days, but we're not yet. It's Christmas. We can't afford a new couch.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'd like cut a piece of fabric from one of the pillows that matches the couch, use like fabric glue and patched it together. Good enough.
I love that you're the seamstress for your home.
I know.
It's really impressive, honestly.
It's kind of funny that anytime there's any kind of like stupid things that that my wife doesn't want to do. She's like, can you fix this? I'm like, yeah, I guess I could try and make it work.
I don't want to, like, you know, burst your bubble or anything like that, but our puppy is 2 years old and still destroying things in the house. So you might be in it for a minute.
This is the first dog I've ever had. Actually, the second dog, the other Lucy, she bit a chunk of the drywall out once. That was crazy. But then she stopped doing it. Like, that, she got past that phase rather quickly. But we've been pretty lucky without having one of those destructive dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Until now.
I mean, ours is mostly shoes. He loves to chew up a shoe. He likes to ruin a boot. A brand new boot I bought for Barrett that he'd never even worn before. And he chewed the boot up. I'm like, I'm going to kill this dog.
Sid keeps the closet closed because Lucy was going for her shoes.
Yep, we close the closets. We keep the doors closed. And we buy this dog toys all the time. But he, for some reason, still likes to just chew up other stuff.
He's a little jerks.
Yeah, he's... I almost curse.
Best part is just like, I don't get it. What is so tasty about this couch? I'm like, this dog still eats its poop. I don't think that's taste is not an issue with this dog. We still haven't gotten her to stop doing that. This thing has just been, it's yesterday even, like, Sid sent me a message like, I'm ready to get rid of this dog.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
You said the same thing about our other dog when it was a puppy, and now, like, you just couldn't even imagine life without it. Like, it's just, this is the growing pains of being a puppy owner.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're in the trenches together, Steve.
Danny, I have any interest in a cute dog named Lucy Cupcake?
No, I'm good. My fish really destroyed its tank the other day, and I really had to go in there and clean it really good. No, I have no, I don't want that, Steve.
Do you have fish?
I have one fish.
What's
I have
his
one
name?
Fish. Purple. Guess what color he is?
Blue?
Did Tatum name this fish for you, huh? Did Tatum name this fish for you?
Pretty much, yeah.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show.
We know a lot of your pets have destroyed stuff, so we would love to hear the story. 206-803-ROCK. When did you come home and say, I can't believe my pet did blank? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us what your pet destroyed. We'll take those calls after Beastie Boys. When did you come home and say, I can't believe my pet did blank? What did your pet destroy? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about it. Steve Miggs, we have someone on hold whose dog did some destroying and then the husband tried to cover it up.
Okay. Why? Because you didn't want the dog to... I guess we'll ask when we get to them.
We're going to chat with them in just a minute. But first, it's Jake from State Farm on
what?
I-5 South. Jake from State Farm, what did your pet destroy?
So I used to have, you know, a pretty heavily partied household, and we'd barbecue and stuff like that all the time. I think there was something left in the trash the dogs wanted to get to. I came home from work and opened the door and just, like, smeared diarrhea defecation all over the wood floors with the sweep on the bottom of the door, because not only did they get into the trash, which was, like, all over the house, and behind that we had cleaning products and, like, rat poison box that was peanut butter flavored, and they got into that, and I guess that really messed up their system. But we took them to the vet. They survived. But yeah, it was like defecation and destruction all over the house.
Yeah, I have a metal record that's called that, defecation. Also, I did not know that they even made flavored rat poison. Peanut butter.
I think that they discontinued it. It was those little green blocks that you could, like, put around the outside of your house, and it would attract them because it was peanut butter flavored. But I haven't seen it out in a while. But yeah, it was. This was like back in 2005 or 6.
Yeah, I'm more of a salted caramel rat poison kind of guy. Yeah, of course.
206-803-ROCK. Chrissy in Bonnie Lake, what did your pet destroy?
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Chrissy?
Hey, so I went to take care of my mom in Eastern Washington, and my husband stayed home to take care of the animals. And we've got this huge king bed and a mattress, beautiful mattress. And our new Bernese Mountain Dog, Puddles, went upstairs and chewed a big hole in the middle of the mattress.
What?
Yeah, and my husband decided to cover it up, so I was gone a week, and so he restuffed it with the stuffing that she pulled out. He restuffed it, put a sheet over it, and I didn't know until I got back and decided to wash the sheets, and then discovered Doug and Puddles had covered it up.
Now, which sounds like a great name of a podcast, Doug and Puddles Show.
Yes.
Well, did Doug explain why he decided to cover it up? Was it like, were you at your wit's end with Puddles, or like, why did he decide to keep that from you?
Well, because he knew I was dealing with an 82-year-old who had her knee replaced, and he just didn't want to add any extra pressure. Or he didn't want to spend the money at the time for a new mattress.
Probably a combo platter.
For sure. I mean, if it's a nice mattress, those things can be so spendy. And you only buy one once every however many years.
See, exactly. Because Sid gets, I think, more frustrated when the dogs have accidents in the house than I do.
Oh, sure.
And so there have been times where I've covered up for both of the dogs where I'm just like, you know, she doesn't need to know about this. Where on the flip side, if it happens when Sid's home, she texts me, she sends me a picture of it, she tells me how sick and tired she is of these dogs, and I'm just like, yeah, we operate a little bit differently when it comes to these animals.
206-803-ROCK. It's Tony in Bremerton. What did your pet destroy, Tony?
My car, man. He when he was a baby, when he was about like a 1.5, I think, closely to that age, sitting in the car for a couple minutes, I was kind of, not a couple minutes, but sitting in the car trying to train him in there. And then I come back to it, his whole entire side. And I don't know about you guys, what kind of dogs you guys got, but baby pit bulls are absolutely demons. And they stay demons for a long time, like baby T-Rexes in a way. And he shredded his whole side of the door, biting and scratching at it. And then he went to my steering wheel and did the same thing. I had to replace the steering wheel, but obviously I can't replace the door. But yeah, it was pretty nasty. Pretty bad.
Yeah, Tony, I was going to say, is that something that insurance would cover?
No, I own a vintage old 2000 car. It's a 2000 Infiniti, and I liked it. Everybody else seemed to like it, too. Everybody else was like, man, you got a pretty sick car, but my dog didn't think so, so.
That's crazy.
Also, did he just refer to a 2000s car as a vintage car?
Yes.
If it's older than 20, if it's 25 years or older, it's considered vintage.
The 2000s were not 20 years ago, Terry.
No, the 80s were 20 years ago, guys.
Diane and Spanaway, what did your pet destroy?
Two remote controls for a brand new TV, a Coach purse, two Apple Watch bands, two pair of UGG slippers, four other pair of slippers. And she ate the bottom of a van shoe.
I think you're making Lucy the Destroyer seem like a really good dog.
Yeah, aren't pets just a miracle?
Aren't they?
Dude, like we have... I have to constantly tell both Sid and Tate, I'm like, when you leave the house, please put the remote control, at minimum, take it off the couch. But if you can, put it like up a little bit higher.
Yes.
I know it's bound to happen. One of these dogs, because I've had a dog that like, for the longest time, I remember my old remote control when I lived in Linwood had bite marks in it.
Because oh, for sure.
The old Lucy, the original Lucy, the Destroyer, she chewed up on the remote control. And I'm like, I do not want to deal with that.
No, it's the worst. Yeah. I mean, when you have to get a new one and then repair it with your TV, or the times that you have to get a universal remote. That's not fun either.
No. You got to figure out how to program it. It's difficult.
It's very hard.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Migs at a little game of trivia? This man has 375 wins. He has 129 losses and 105 ties so far this year. You can call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Migs at 650.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.